Ukrainian forces have made tremendous gains over the last several weeks, recapturing wide swaths of territory in the east and northeast. But now they're bracing for what could be one of their toughest battles yet, Kherson. They've made progress towards the strategically important southern city, but the Russians are dug in. And as NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Ukrainian officers don't think victory will be easy. Just a note, this story does include the sound of gunfire.
Dozens of Ukrainian soldiers push their way through a tall field of grass. They confront an enemy less than a mile away, and the battle intensifies. It's a training exercise on a military camp in eastern Ukraine, but a key one for this newly formed brigade that heads to the front lines as early as next week to face the Russians. Major Roman Kovalev is leading the new battalion. He tells his soldiers and anyone who will listen that the Russians should not be underestimated.
To be true, the Russians know how to fight.
Despite Russia's recent losses, Kovalev insists the Russians won't be underprepared.
They'll learn fast. They're not the same forces as they were in the spring. It is hard to fight them.
And he says the Russians are more deliberate in how they use their resources and advantages in artillery.
Now they understand they'll face strong resistance, so they're changing their tactics. They're moving more cautiously, trying to take our land piece by piece.
There's a lot at stake in Kherson.
Kherson is very important for Russia and also for Ukraine.
That's Alexander Musienko, a military expert based in Kyiv. For the Ukrainians, taking back the regional capital would be huge for morale and a strategic win. It would also set the stage to take back parts of the neighboring Zaporizhia region, including a nuclear plant that the Russians control. And it would be devastating for the Russians. Not only did they illegally annex Kherson recently, but Musienko said it would deal a blow to their plans to cut off Ukraine's access of the Black Sea.
If we will occupy Kherson, we will destroy the Russian plan to move forward to Kryvyi Rih or to Mykolaiv or to Odessa.
Дуже великий, дуже потужний.
It would be huge, really huge. Kherson is symbolic for the South.
And as eager as the Ukrainians are to take it back, Major Hirovi Havrish says Russians are not going to give up control without a bitter fight.
We made our push. We made progress. They reacted. And now we need to make new opportunities.
Some of the newly mobilized Russian conscripts have been sent to help in Kherson. Local officials installed by Moscow are also building territorial defense units and encouraging willing men to join. Kirill Stramousov is the Russian-installed deputy minister of the region. He's trying to paint a picture that they're holding the Ukrainians at bay. Meanwhile, the Moscow-appointed city officials flee into Russia proper. As for Major Kovalev, he says he's not concerned about additional Russian forces.
Let them all come. The more that come, the more that will remain here.
For him, the Battle of Kherson is also personal. After Kherson, the Ukrainians can turn to an even bigger prize, the Crimean Peninsula, which is where Kovalev grew up. He says he hasn't been home in 8 years.
Sometimes I dream about it. I dream about the sea. I dream about my home city. My soul is there.
It's only a matter of time, he says, before his dreams come true. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.